Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 24, question 62. But why cannot our good works be the whole or part of our righteousness before God? Because the righteousness which can stand before the judgment seat of God must be perfect throughout and wholly conformable to the divine law. But even our best works in this life are all imperfect and defiled with sin. Question 63. Do our good works merit nothing, even though it is God's will to reward them in this life and in that which is to come? The reward comes not of merit, but of grace. Question 64. But does not this doctrine make men careless and profane? No, for it is impossible that those who are implanted into Christ by true faith should not bring forth fruits of thankfulness. As you can see in this section of the Catechism, the primary concern has to do with the question of good works. Good works come up here because of the insistence in the previous Lord's Day, Lord's Day 23, that justification is by faith alone. Now, when you say that justification is by faith alone, naturally people have questions. Some of those questions arise from a better place than others, but the question of good works is intrinsically an important question. Certainly, Scripture itself would teach us to ask this question because there's a great emphasis in Scripture on good works. We're given the law of God not as a theory, but so that we know what to do. But what connection does that have with our justification? And the answer of the Catechism is none. It has no connection to your justification. If your good works have anything to do with your justification, then all hope is gone. You're not justified and you never will be. Can I be any plainer than that? If I can, I don't know how. Hopefully that's clear enough. Now, when you say that, the question then arises, so are good works entirely worthless? Do they have no meaning? Why should we even do them? And that's what the Catechism addresses in question 64. Does not this doctrine make men careless and profane? That, of course, was one of the great objections from Roman Catholic theologians against the Reformers, whether Lutheran or Reformed, that their doctrine of justification by faith alone let people off the hook for doing good works. Now, hey, who cares whether you do them or not? You're getting into heaven anyway, so why bother? That would be something that a careless or profane person would say. But that's not the doctrine of the gospel. But you notice where they put the impetus to do good works. Why do you do good works? It's not in order to get God to be kind to you. Instead, you do good works because God has already transformed you. And so in the proof texts to the answer to question 64, the Catechism appeals to Matthew 7 and verse 18, where our Lord Jesus says, "A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit." What is being driven at there? It's that whomever the Lord has justified, of course, he has also regenerated. He has caused to be born again. And so what will flow out of a regenerated life? Well, there will be good works. Are those good works in order to impress God, in order to gain his favor, in order to earn our way into heaven? No. But are they always there? Yes. And so the doctrine doesn't make men careless or profane. In fact, the doctrine sets you free to do good works because you know that God is already pleased with you in Christ, because you know that God has already begun a good work in you, which he will perform until the day of Jesus Christ. That's a tremendous encouragement. That's a tremendous encouragement when it comes to prayer. Our prayers are imperfect, and yet we can pray boldly, because we're given access to God through Christ.